And the gang suspected of attacking Quinn Industrial Holdings executive Kevin Lunny is believed to be linked to a former IRA member who's suspected of involvement in serious crime and ATM robberies. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is in Cavan today, where that investigation, Paul, is intense and ongoing. What's happening there today?
Yeah, we're at a place, Claire, called Curduff Cross, which is just on the outskirts of the cordon. The Gardaí have closed off an area of land which is about an acre, and all roads going in and coming out of the site remain closed. Gardaí are turning people away. They're just turning every car that turns up or van has been turned away. Now, in there today, you have the Gardaí's divisional search team, and you also have the national unit, the Technical Bureau from Dublin, and they're carrying out a meticulous search of the area and a forensic examination on the site. This is the second day of the search. They're taking their time. They expect it maybe finished by today, but if it goes into tomorrow, that's fine too. They're also concentrating particularly on an old style horse box which is on the site. The site is a fenced off area. There are scrap metal all around. There's not a house beside it in the sense that no one is living on this site, and they're focusing their forensic examination on this horse box. It's being tested for DNA and other evidence material. They believe that Kevin Lunny may have been held captive and brutally beaten inside this old-style horse box. The area itself is about 40 kilometres from Derry Lynn, where Mr Lunny was abducted last Tuesday night.
And Paul, there's more information today. You mentioned in your report on the news bulletin that there's some more information around the suspects in the attack.
Yeah, I mean, they're making very good progress in relation to the identification of the people that they believe were involved in the attack. Essentially, they view it as an organised crime gang, a cross-border organised crime gang, but with links both dissidents and paramilitarism. One of the individuals linked to the gang, the Gardaí say, is a former IRA man who's well known to them. He has criminal convictions. He's known to them for many years and suspected to be involved in all sorts of serious crime, including ATM robberies. They also believe they have identified another member of the group. This is the individual, a known criminal from County Cavan, who bought industrial bleach used to destroy forensic evidence. I suppose some of the key questions that they have yet to resolve essentially is a motive for the attack, because these are organised. This is essentially an organised crime gang. This crime they don't believe was pursued for any particular ideology. So therefore, why are organised criminals involved in criminality? We know they only get involved for one reason, and that's for money. So if they were involved for money, well then who's paying them? Why is this being done?
The car, the Audi car used in the abduction, that's still missing, Paul.
Yeah, and that's significant as well. Again, the Gardaí issued an appeal last Friday for information in relation to that car. It hasn't yet been found. It's a black Audi car, but they believe that that's the car that Mr. Lunny was bundled into the boot of that car, and that he was driven across the border and driven to the location here where they continue to attack and brutally beat him. So that car and the location of that car, where it is or the condition it's in, they need to find that. It's crucial to the investigation from their perspective. Now, there is evidence as well. We know, for example, the fact that one of the gang members bought industrial bleach to try to destroy forensic evidence. There is a level of forensic awareness among the members of this criminal organisation. But the Gardaí are optimistic from their work on this site yesterday and today that they still will be able to gather some evidence, and particularly DNA evidence, which will help them progress this investigation and carry out arrests and question key individuals.
Okay, Paul Reynolds there, our crime correspondent in Cavan. More from Paul on RTE News Now throughout the day, and we'll also be covering the story on Clare Byrne Live tonight at 10:35 on RTE One Television.